Go on, stop and stop. How are we doing? Who has managed to get down to answer question number 5, which is, how do you actually articulate, communicate this stuff that's going on inside of you and your business? Who's managed to do number 5 and express some thoughts? Simon?
We haven't got, as a group there, we've all answered it, I think.
Yes.
We haven't got there as a group, we've got to 3 actually.
Why don't you, do you want to carry on to get 5, or do you want to move on?
Are you going to give us a template for number 5?
I think it's time for me to sit down. No, I think we'll learn to articulate some of this on during the workshop. So, who here has got to number 3 and felt that they've answered it reasonably cohesively? 3? Yeah? How about your table, Craig? Your number 3?
We were just talking generally about all of it. We wouldn't actually answer the question.
Well, answer the question. What kind of workshop is this? Give me some thoughts and feelings on 3. Okay, Craig, your table. Just thoughts on question number 3. Okay, because Hilary asked the question, what do you mean by define the purpose? And then I had to define my own question better, which was define the purpose of the business. So what's the purpose of your business? Give me an idea that you think is really exciting, that could really excite and knock the socks off prospective clients and prospective team. Want to share one idea with me? You've written down.
Well, with me, what I like to, obviously I want to make money, but apart from money, what I want to feel is the reassurance that we have actually provided reassurance to our clients.
Okay.
By challenging them to dare to dream and then showing them what those dreams can be, whether they can be achieved, just supporting when they can't. So they leave with reassurance, knowing exactly where they are, and then continue knowing exactly where they are.
Okay.
And that, myself, leads to reassurance.
All right. Remember, if you start communicating this, because when you move to marketing, which is future workshops, got 4 new marketing workshops for you instead of 3 or 2.5, taking Simon's advice and cut them down to size so a bit more relaxed, you're going to have to be able to articulate, communicate these things that you're now talking about and feeling, so that they get it out there and that they're excited by it, because you're going to have to attract the best clients you can, and this had better be exciting, otherwise you're just going to have nobody gravitate towards your business, and it's going to be hard work building the next 50 or 30 clients or whatever it is you want to attract. And I'm trying to stop you working unnecessarily hard by having something exciting to articulate.
Now I understand what you actually wanted. I did write down thinking on you what you're taking the fear out of finance.
Taking the fear
out of finance.
Out of clients.
Out of finance.
Finance. Taking the fear out of finance, okay. That's interesting. Taking the fear out of finance. That's succinct. Nicholas, any thoughts?
Well, I'll just rewrite what I've written. To assist, which is a derivative here, to assist clients in achieving a full and complete understanding of their finances and thus their lifestyle.
Okay. Full and complete understanding of their finances and their lifestyle. Okay. One from this table.
I haven't got anything, because I think it's more deep and meaningful than that. Anyone on the table?
I put clients in control of their money, let them know how much they can spend.
Control of their money and let them know how much they can spend. Okay. Good. One more. Xavier.
I was just saying, coming away from the money thing.
Yeah.
That what, when and why we do what... So I'll try and read what I've written here. The what, when and why we do to help them with what they really want.
The what, when and why we do to help them with what they really want. Okay. All right. Okay. Turn back to page 13 just for a minute. I think you're beginning to understand why this took us 15 hours to come up with something so ridiculously simple. Have a look at that page. Eventually, Andrew Martin, myself are going to have to craft this so that it is exciting, so that when it goes to press or to website, people think, I can buy into this. And people are you, okay, financial planners, and your clients. So I don't want to work with anybody anymore because I've had enough, okay? This is me making a statement of the future. I don't want to work with anybody anymore that simply wants to create a profitable business. If that's what you want to do, there are other coaches out there and they're really good and they will help you do it. I want to work with financial planners and other industries that we'll be moving back to, where your business is designed with the clear intent to make a change in clients' lives. So when you work with me, that's what I'm going to help you build into your business and the way it behaves and works with human beings and what it says on the website, that your whole intent of your business is yet to make money anyway, and lots of it, and have whatever lifestyle you want for your loved ones and your family and you, and to be fulfilled and to think it's worthwhile going to work. But for you to create a business which will leave its mark on your community by, even if it's just 150 people, designing a business so it makes a demonstrable difference in their lives, that's the kind of human being I would like to work with from now on. And I'm in a position now where I can choose. 3 years ago I wasn't, but I am today. I'm not rich, I'm not ready to retire yet, but I have sufficient and enough to get by where I can choose to work with that kind of human being. To me, I could get out of bed in the morning to work with a person like that who wants to create a business of that nature. Does that make sense? I want to work with financial advisors who recognise that they're running a small business and want to learn what it means to be a really fascinating entrepreneur that just changes things, that people say, blooming it, look at what they're doing. That is exciting. There's a couple of guys up north in the northern team, Nigel and Paul Woods. They're not geniuses, they're just ordinary financial advisors. They're not even financial planners yet, still got to get there. But they just got excited about this word. Imagine, be helpful if I could spell it, imagine. Imagine if, they want to say, imagine if you could. Imagine if we could create a plan, a structure that would support what you just told me. Imagine if you could do that. What would life be like then? And so this whole question's begun to haunt them in every day of their working life. And in the end, that's what they've called themselves. Imagine financial planning. And they've only just kind of got it. It's just, you know, they were just ex-bank assurance almost people, or ex, just ordinary guys. They finally got it. Yeah, imagine if we could change their lives. So if you go on imaginefp.com, you find their new website. Needs work to be done to it, but it's kind of exciting. Imagine. Another guy called Brian Foster, Transcend Wealth, he has a similar sort of question. I think it goes something like, supposing you could, on his business card, Transcend Wealth, supposing you could, ... close quotes. I could get excited about a business like that. Supposing you could, Mr. Client, Mrs. Client, supposing you could, and I could show you, what would that mean to you? The whole business, not just Brian, the whole business keeps asking that question all through the relationship every year. Supposing you could. Imagine if. I could get excited about working with people like that, and I want all of you to feel and articulate that to your clients now and in the future. You see where I'm going with this? Okay, so back at base, I think your responsibility as a leader is to play with page 14 until you crack something that you think, I could get excited about this and I think other people could too. Page 15. Framework 2, clarity. Can someone give me the three words that I have as a mantra in the way you run and design your business? Three words.
Clarity.
Clarity. Simplicity. Craig pulled me up on this the other day. Simplicity. He said, that's not simple. And consistency. In all of your communication, in all of your marketing, in all of your websites, in all of your systems and processes back in the office, in all of your financial planning processes, clarity, simplicity, consistency. What's really exciting to me is how unclear most financial advisors are. And I sit and listen to some of you and it's not simple. It's really complicated. And I think, I'm 20 years in the business and I'm struggling. And you ask me, so why can't I attract more of the right quality clients under my control? Well, because this is where we're struggling, clarity, consistency. So eventually you're going to have to be able to articulate this stuff. So let's go to the clarity of your business vision, page 15. Okay, just go round clockwise and you be the teacher and you tell me what this page is saying. Tony, starting with you. Start at the top. Just talk to me about that page.
Requiring a clear vision.
Okay.
You've got to understand where you go. You've got to understand what you want to achieve.
Okay.
Before you start pushing it out.
Yeah. And if you were to use one word that we've talked about this morning, I've banged on about, what was it, what would it be that you'd have? So one thing that you'd have, apart from
a vision,
take me higher than that.
A dream.
I just want to ask you this question to ponder over lunch. Do you honestly have a dream? Or are you simply copying what you see every other financial advisor doing on the market? Do you honestly have a dream about which you feel passionate, which has got nothing to do with money? Because I tell you, those that do will outperform those that don't in the long run. They'll just rise above the crowd like cream at the top of the milk. And people will keep talking about them and pointing fingers at them saying, why? Why? You know, why? Why are they so? Why is he so? Why is she so? Have a dream. Barry Horner has a dream. He's one of the most generous men I've met in this profession. Whenever I send him an email, he answers it almost immediately. And he's so busy. And I can't keep stop saying thank you. Why should he answer my silly little email? He has a real dream for his little business. It's not huge, it's little, but he has a dream for it. And he has a real discipline as a leader too. Sure, there were others. Who read the article on Jeremy Hoyland the other day? Heard that one? Jeremy Hoyland. Go back about two new model advisors, maybe three. Read about Jeremy Hoyland. 6.5 million business, financial planning. I met Jeremy and he saved my bacon when I was literally on my uppers and in the gutter. I'd lost everything. He'd lost more than I'd lost. He'd lost his house as well. Got completely screwed on a business, financial planning business, completely and utterly legged over, I think the word is, and lost his house, had three small children. I knew his wife, thought she was incredibly, amazingly intelligent and beautiful, and wish he hadn't come back and married her. But he did. No, I'm joking. She was amazing. Just this amazing woman he's married to. Who's like the heart of the family. She works with him in the business. And from nothing and loss of house and business and everything he owned, everything, car, everything, he climbed back up to create this 6.5 million turnover business. And it's just a pucker business. Gives masses to charity. It's driven by a dream. And he can articulate it. He wants to change the whole face of financial planning quietly, without any fanfare. Okay, carry on. Your table. Nominate someone, just take me around the page. What do I mean by those boxes? Take me around. Paul's table.
We're getting clockwise here.
Yeah.
Driven by both personal and impersonal dreams.
Okay, does everybody understand that now, what that means? Them and you, but mostly them. Okay, carry on. You want to grab one, Gary? Explain it to me. What do I mean by a living organisation? Anybody want to take
that? It's sort of continually evolving and yeah, to change and moving on, and not set in its ways.
Okay, not set in its ways, continually changing, moving on. What's the phrase that we're taught when we're younger? If it ain't broke, you know, and we've got to knock that one on its head. If it ain't broke, you'd better fix it, because someone will come along and fix you, one of your competitors, and change it, change the face and change the goalpost. Then you need to fix it quick, and it may be too late. If it ain't broke, keep fixing it. So living. What else do I mean by living? What else do I mean by living? What do you think? Simon, what do I?
Reacted.
To what?
All the changes are happening continually.
Okay. Reacting.
Everything's the same.
Okay.
Could be changes led by the FSA. Could be many different changes. Taxation changes.
Right.
You know, and it'd be able to react to different things.
Good. Okay. When you say living, what's the icon or visual that you use to represent living? Yes. Okay. Now tell me what I mean by living organisation.
It's got
some sort of soul to it. It's got something deep and rich and meaningful to it. Something that's, it's more than figures. It's more than just systems and structure. It's something passionate and beating about it. There's something that is so attractive it magnetises people. Is that how your business is? Is that how it feels to your staff, or your wife, or your husband, or your co-directors or partners, or the people that engage with you as clients? Is that how it feels? Have some sort of passion and soul to it? Is it just rich? Is it a living organisation? I have a business strategy. Thank you so much, 150,000 people, for joining me in Lincoln Square, whatever it's called. I just want to tell you, I've got a business strategy. Can't move anybody like that. But you can move 200 clients by being a living organisation. It's got something meaningful and deep and rich about it. Your job as the leader is to create that. Carry on.
Have an organised structure, systems for everything. So, taking the analogy of the heart, that would be the systems that the heart supports and supports the heart.
Yeah.
So, a living organisation would also be unique. So, the heart can't exist without the brain can't exist without the heart, the whole thing has to work together.
Yes, it does. Here's a word I want you to think about, ponder over lunch. It's the question that works for me, the questions, not the answers. How could I automate my business so that it doesn't need me? How could I automate my business? Push it as hard as you like. How can I automate my business so it needs very little people at all? Not saying you can, I'm just saying ask the question. Does everybody know the... Go on, Tim.
Aren't you in danger by automating things to lose the soul? Because that's what happens to a lot of businesses.
Yes, but that's the danger, isn't it?
How do you do that?
How do you have a soul, okay, and yet automate the stuff? How do you have a soul and a heart and yet automate the stuff so it doesn't need your constant engagement? Here's what I'm trying to do with that question, Tim. I think it's a great question, actually. Okay, here's where we are today, most of us. We keep on getting involved in the management of this business. Keep managing stuff. And I'm trying to help you see leadership so that automatically behind you this stuff is being managed. Okay? How could you create that? How would you do that if that was your remit? If I said to you, I'm the FSA and I'm doling out £1 million to every IFA business that shows me an automated internal system. You think, I'll find a way. But that's management. Your job is leadership. So here's the question, and it's just the question, Tim. How could I so create a management situation where everything's automated behind me and yet retain my soul and the soul of this? How would you do that? It's the question that I'm going to leave with you. Your job as the leader is to find the answer, because there are businesses that have those answers. It's all managed. I sat down with Rebecca Taylor. Anybody know Rebecca Taylor, IFP? I think she's on the board of whatever it is of the IFP, board of directors of the IFP. She's all over the place, travels around the country. I said, how do you get time to do that? I went up to see her in Peterborough, which I have to say is not one of my most favourite places, but I sat down with her office, and we sat there, and there was this screen behind her. And so we were at this table here, me opposite her. We'd never actually met before, so it's kind of an uncomfortable initial conversation. We gradually got to know each other and quite like each other. She's a bright, spunky girl, and there's this screen. There's all this hubbub going on behind. I said, what's going on behind the screen? And she said, don't know. So what do you do? She said, I just do this. So what do they do? I said, well, and whatever they do, I just set up the system and it just works. So I have time to do this, and I travel around the country strutting the stage and giving my stuff because I love it, and I love being on the board of directors of the IFP to shape the industry and make, because I've got a dream for it. So it's just kind of behind the screen. Can you see where I'm going with this? So she's the soul and all this other stuff is. So the question is, how would I do that? Okay, let's move over the page. Okay, teamwork. 5 minutes on the top one, and then 5 minutes on the bottom one. Teamwork is the top one. just picking up on your question, you know what, as a financial planner, I find it's the questions you ask that are the most powerful things of the clients. The quality of your questions will help them. You don't persuade them, they will shift. Come. just 5 and 5 on this. This should not be hard. So the question is, what words get pushed into your mind as you think of their brand?
I mean, some of it's adrenaline, some of it's
just
adrenaline.
Gut reaction on this, guys. Just what words come to mind fast when you look at their brand, when you think of their brand?
Giving time to validate that, really.
Okay, don't think too hard about it, just words. Mm-hmm. What words come? It's like a word game. Seconds. What happens to you when you think of their brand?
Noisy.